Uh-huh.
The champ is here.
I have arrived.
The champ is here.
Holla.
The champ is here. The champ
I'ma kill him with the first verse.
The
and I'ma bury him
here.
With the second.
Ha. The champ is here.
What?
The champ is here.
Thinking that you're better than me.
The champ is here.
Nah, boy, play. There's no rehab. Try to cure my addiction, I'll relapse. They want me to fall now and stop rap. You still hating on me? Homie, we off that. I got that you know new flow. Okay, let's go. Credentials so overweight that they call me sumo. Mr. Jones, nobody could ever hold this. My words soak through your veins. Call that shit osmosis. Number one greatest, all time hated. Still outspoken, I'm my all time favorite. Almost famous, me, I'm never nameless. Unsigned hype, ain't no other way to state this. Number one record, number one draftee. A one man show, one man army. Your hands can't hit what your eyes can't see. Man, float like a butterfly, sing like me. Thinking that you're better than me.
The champ is here.
Nah, boys, play to see.
The champ is here.
Haters talk when I step in the room.
The champ is here.
Jaws drop when they see what I do.
The champ is here.
Thinking that you're better than me.
The champ is here.
Nah, boys, play to see.
The champ is here.
Haters talk when I step in the room.
The champ is here.
Jaws drop when they see what I do. So fresh, so straight back, no fiction. Number one spots, I don't like contradictions. Illest MC, Dr. Phil couldn't fix him. The answer to your problem, I 76 them. So what if they don't like me, I just fix my agenda. If you ain't with me by now, I suggest that you surrender. A 2012, the haters and I end they conjectures. This ain't Monday Night Raw, I ain't no pretender. Break the unbreakable, do the impossible. Swag so unique, no one else can make it rockable. I'm highly unstoppable, beating me, that's improbable. Don't try to cut me off, see my style ain't incroppable. Blindly, try me, on top is where you find me. Fade away, haters like Jordan in the 90s. I'm like an underdog, your boy can't guard. Not even Michael Vick could keep me in this backyard. Thinking that you're better than me?
The champ is here!
Nah, boys, play the scene.
The champ is here!
Haters talk when I step in the room.
The champ is here!
Jaws drop when they see what I do.
The champ is here!
Thinking that you're better than me?
The champ is here!
Nah, boys, play the scene.
The champ is here!
Haters talk when I step in the room.
The champ is here!
Sit back and just watch what I do.
All right, great morning. Welcome to The Grind. I definitely want to say happy Tuesday to everyone that's jumping on The Grind this morning. It is Christmas Eve, and we are coming together just super excited about the fact that we are in a season in which we are celebrating the birth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, none other. And so I want to say great morning to everyone that's jumping on The Grind. We are getting things going on this amazing Tuesday morning, and I'm going to go ahead and I am going to just play another song as we get things rocking and rolling on this Tuesday. It's Christmas Eve, guys. So let's go ahead and let's get things.
I don't know what that dream is that you have. I don't care how disappointing it might have been as you've been working toward that dream, but that dream that you're holding in your mind, that it's possible. That some of you already know that it's hard. It's not easy. It's hard changing your life. That in the process of working on your dreams, you are going to incur a lot of disappointment, a lot of failure, a lot of pain. There are moments when you're going to doubt yourself and say, God, why is this happening to me? I'm just trying to take care of my children and my mother. I'm not trying to steal or rob from anybody. Why does this have to happen to me? For those of you that have experienced some hardships, don't give up on your dream. Their rough times are going to come, but they have not come to stay. They have come to pass.
Greatness is not this wonderful, esoteric, elusive, God-like feature that only the special among us will ever take. You know, it's something that truly exists in all of us.
It's very important for you to believe that you are the one. Most people, they raise a family, they earn a living, and then they die. They stop growing, they stop working on themselves, they stop stretching, they stop pushing themselves. That a lot of people like to complain, but they don't want to do anything about their situation. And most people don't work on their dreams. Why? One is because of fear. The fear of failure. What if things don't work out? And the fear of success. What if they do and I can't handle it? These are not risk takers.
You spend so much time with other people. You spend so much time trying to get people to like you. You know other people more than you know yourself. You studied them. You know about them. You want to hang out like them. You want to be just like them. And you know what? You've invested so much time in them, you don't know who you are. I challenge you to spend time by yourself.
It's necessary that you get the losers out of your life if you want to live your dream. But people who are running toward their dreams, life has a special kind of meaning.
When you become the right person, what you do is you start separating yourself from other people. You begin to have a certain uniqueness. As long as you're following other people, as long as you're being a copycat, you will never, ever be the best copycat in the world. But you will be the best you could be. I'm challenging you to define your value.
That everybody won't see it. That everybody won't join you. That everybody won't have the vision. It's necessary to know that. That you are an uncommon breed. It's necessary that you align yourself with people and attract people into your business who are hungry. People who are unstoppable and unreasonable. People who are refusing to leave life just as it is and who want more. The people that are living their dream of finding winners to attach themselves to. The people that are living their dreams are the people that know that if it's going to happen, it's up to them.
If you want to be more successful, if you want to have and do stuff you ain't never done before, number two, I'm asking you to invest in you. To invest in you.
Someone's opinion of you does not have to become your reality. That you don't have to go through life being a victim. And even though you face disappointments, you have to know within yourself that I can do this. Even if no one else sees it for me, I must see it for myself.
This is what I believe, and I'm willing to die for it. Period.
No matter how bad it is or how bad it gets, I'm going to make it.
I want to represent an idea. I want to represent possibilities.
And some of you right now, you want to be, you know what I'm saying, you want to go to the next level. I want to counsel, you know, I want to be an engineer, I want to be a doctor. Listen to me, you can't get to that level. You can't get to the level economically where you want to be until you start investing in your mind. You're not reading books. I'm challenging y'all to go to conferences. I dare you to invest time. I dare you to be alone. I dare you to spend an hour getting to know yourself. When you become who you are, when you become the person that you were created to be, designed to be who you were designed to be, when you become an individual, what you do is you take yourself and you start separating yourself from other people. I tell you to get to a place where people don't like you, but don't even bother you no more. Why? Because you're not concerned with trying to make them happy, because you're trying to grow. You're trying to get to the next level. I need you to invest in your mind. Invest in your mind. If you still talk about your dreams, if you still talk about your goals, but you have not done anything, just take the first step.
That you can make your parents proud, you can make your school proud, you can touch millions of people's lives, and the world will never be the same again because you came this way. Don't let nobody steal your dreams. After we face a rejection and a no, and we have a meeting and no one shows up, or somebody say, you can count on me, and they don't come through. What if we have that kind of attitude? The cause repossessed. Nobody believes in you. You've lost again and again and again. The lights are cut off, but you're still looking at your dream, reviewing it every day, and say to yourself, it's not over until I win. You can live your dream.
Great morning to everybody jumping on the grind this morning. I want to say happy Tuesday to each and every one of you. Merry Christmas Eve. We are definitely coming upon, you know, we are in the midst of another holiday season as we are celebrating the birth of Christ, we are just really understanding and knowing, you know, getting ourselves to the point of understanding that the best is yet to come as we're closing out a decade, as we are running into 2020 with the vision being so clear, as we are literally putting things into place, right? Because I know that everybody that's jumping on this call, on this live today, that you all are different, you know, because the world is pretty average. 97% of the world is average. But I can tell you that there's that 3% that make a decision that, you know what, I'm not going to be what the status quo is saying. I'm not going to be that person that lives a life of mediocrity. I'm going to be that person that decides to get up every day and stretch myself, right, to go through some pain, right, in order to become, in order to move, in order to be, in order to really fully move in the purpose that God has created each and every one of us. And so I definitely want to take the time to, you know, acknowledge all of our call-in listeners. Thank you for being those faithful call-in listeners that dial into the grind every single Tuesday and Thursday morning as this call takes place on the West Coast, right, Pacific Standard Time at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, 12 noon on the East Coast. Many of you jump on your lunch break, you chime in, you get what you can, and you watch the replay, and we truly appreciate each and every one of you for definitely being a blessing in our lives as we just come on here and just share whatever God lays on our hearts as we move forward in the purpose that He's given Nate and I with the grind in order to be able to stand before and to give to the capacity that He would have us to give on that given moment. So to all of you that are on Facebook Live, on jumping on Instagram, if you ever want to dial in, you ever have something that you want to say, that call-in number is 646-668-2564, 646-668-2564. And again, I want to just say hello to everyone. I see, you know, so many of you jumping on Instagram. I see Gray Morning, Sheila and Stefana and Denise and Sean Jackson News and Latasha and, you know, all of you that are jumping on, a lot of them here, and I see you jumping on. Joanna Osborne, thank you all for jumping on and all of you that are jumping on and watching and listening and sharing this live, because you never know when this may be the very thing that somebody around you needs to hear something, or if they can grab a nugget and be able to, you know, move forward with something that could be a blessing in our life. Great Morning, Shasta and Abiola and C.O. And Purple Smiles and Chauncey Dawn, and you know, all of you jumping on. I see Dennis coming in all the way from, what country? Dennis, what country is he in? I just slipped my mind, but you know, Dennis, I know it, and you know, one of our TLC family who has joined us in Changing Lives. Oh my goodness, it'll come to me. But anyway, great morning, everybody. And Merry Christmas Eve, as so many people around the world, you know, are, you know, in an attitude of gratitude, in which you have to always have an attitude of gratitude, not just around this time of the year, but all throughout the year, as God gives us breath in our body, to really understand that, you know what, as long as we're breathing every day, we have purpose. So that means, hey, good morning to my baby.
Hey, what's up? What's
great
up?
Morning.
What's
great
up,
morning.
Everybody?
Great morning.
You say as long as you have what?
Breath in your body, that means you got purpose, right? And so you got to always be ready. Ready. You know, that's the word that God gave me this morning. Ready. You know, ready. Are you ready? Are you ready for what He is about to do? Because, you know, many times as you're running around, and I can tell you, you look at the holiday season time, and you're like, are you ready? Are you prepared to celebrate and to open up all the gifts with you? Not the real reason for the season. We understand the real reason for the season, but it's a time of the year in which you're able to, you know, bless others, you know, in a different capacity, you know, around the Christmas holiday season. I can say that this is a bittersweet time of the year for me, and that is because I remember 4 years ago today, you know, I remember 4 years ago today. As I ran around and, you know, found myself in the position that I typically find myself in every single year, where it's last minute doing this and doing that because of the fact that sometimes we tend to stretch ourselves thin and we end up putting the things that we need to do on the back burner in order to make sure that you're helping to change the lives of others. And so I find myself in a position running around getting last minute things for our own family and doing things and putting things together. But I can remember 4 years ago on this day when I ran around at 8 something at night and I called my dad and I told my dad that, I see them in the morning because I was planning to go see my mom and dad on that evening. And when God told me at that moment, as I was about to head home, no, you don't want to go home, but instead turn the car around and go see your parents. And I did that, and it was an opportunity in which I had the chance to sing some songs. I had the opportunity to be my mom, her very favorite scripture. I had the opportunity, y'all know I can't sing, but I had the opportunity to sing her favorite song by Nicole Mullen, My Redeemer Lives, to her, and not realizing that would be the last moment. And I think I kind of did, because I took pictures of me holding her hand, and but I didn't realize that would be the last time that I would see her with breath in her body. And, on that Christmas morning, as I woke up and we sat down to open gifts, that is when I got the phone call that she had gone on to glory and she's joined her Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And so this time of the year is a time in which I'm able to remember, that moment. But I'm thankful because I listened. And many times we don't listen to what God is telling us. But I went and I had the opportunity to be there with my mom, and I released her at that moment because I saw her struggling. And I said, Mom, it's okay. It's okay for you to go on, for you to move on, and don't worry about Daddy, because I will make sure, and together with my siblings, we'll make sure that he's good, so you don't have to worry about him. And I made that promise to her, and she went on Christmas morning, her favorite time of the year, her favorite holiday. And so I give God all the glory, and celebrate this time of the year. Bittersweet, but I can tell you, I'm thankful because of the values that she has given me. I'm thankful for all that she gave me. I'm thankful for the example that she represented in my life. I'm thankful because had it not been for her, I would not be the woman that I am today, and I would not be ready and prepared, because she was preparing me all along, and I didn't understand it, as so many things that she did and she instilled in me, even through scriptures and studies. I remember, Nate, you remember too, right? Right? Mom used to make us come to Bible study at her house. She was like, listen, it's not an option. She would buy series, and she's like, oh, all my kids and my grandkids, y'all coming over here on Monday night for Bible study. And we would be like, this lady is crazy. We grown. You don't tell us what to do, But she was instilling something into us, and we're forever grateful. So anyway, great morning. I just had to go there and give my mom honor, on this day as we're celebrating another holiday season, right?
Another holiday season. Yeah.
Yes, we are here.
Here we are. What we got?
Hey, I'm just talking, but I can tell you one of the things, like I said, the word that God gave me today is rest. All we rest because we have to put ourselves in it. We talked about position last week, right? Mm-hmm. And, the five questions that we need to ask ourselves, what, who, why, when, and how, in order to change our position. And as we're closing out 2019, this is a season in which, yes, we're coming together, we're celebrating, having fun, we're smiling, we're with family, we're doing all of that together. But these next couple of days, even more so, because many of us, those who are, walking that path and we're in that 3%, we're already in 2020, right? We're already living, we already, got things mapped out and planned out. But now that we got things mapped out and planned out, are we really ready to be able to change our position and to move into 2020 to make sure that we have our mind right, to make sure that clarity is there in the vision, to make sure that we are fully, allowing ourselves to listen, because we can pray all day long, right? We pray, but we got to really listen to what God is telling us so that we can follow his plan. Because when we follow his plan, that's the ultimate plan. And many times we'll mess up along the way. It's okay, because we're human, okay? So we mess up along the way, but we serve a God of grace and mercy that's fresh and new every day. So he gives us another opportunity to get it right. So we got to be ready, because if we're not ready, then what will happen is the very thing that could be the thing that's going to change our life is because we're not in position and we're not ready to grab a hold of what he's giving us at that moment.
Right, right. So yeah, so no, I believe you're right, and ready is a great word, you know, for the day. That's a great thing, because I just see 2020 as game time. 2019, I believe, was, we always look at 2019, and it happens every year. Every year, you know, in 2018, we said that 2018 was the come up, you know, or was the setup for the come up.
Right.
You know, not really it was 2020. You know, we're playing the 2019 Christ, the 2020 game time.
Right.
You know, so, you know, I guess in your life, you have to ask yourself, you know, what is really going to be game time? When is he going to give him a game? When is he really going to be? Are you really ready?
Right.
So if 2019 was the 2019 was practice, preparation, I would say, as well as not prepared.
Right.
So 2019 was a preparation in all these ways. And soon kind of convinced me that he did a show a month before about being ready to what this is for you. And in a lot of cases, people aren't ready for what God has, so it has to, so it just goes off the shelf. I want to say it has to,
right?
But, you know, because you know, we always say and know that, you know, what God has for you is you,
absolutely,
and it will go up on the shelf and collect us and you decide to get it. But I like the word ready.
Mm-hmm.
I like the word ready because it says, you know, I've done all the preparation, I've done all the practicing that I need to be to get ready, not that the preparation is like the best.
Ready for opening kickoff. Right, because when you're ready for opening kickoff, that means you're sitting on the bench. Right, but now you're sitting and you're not just sitting on the bench, but you're leaning forward. Then you start to lean forward and you're getting up off of that bench because you're ready to get yourself in position and to get into the game. So, you know, being ready means that, you know what, it means that you're in position now to take some action. You know, what actions are we going to take? Are we going to run into 2020 doing the same thing that we did in 2019? Or are we going to, you know, connect that thing and take it to another level in order to really get ourselves to the place of things that we dream? Because once we understand that God didn't give us those money, it's just not that thing. And sometimes we may think that, okay, maybe that's not possible, but if he allowed us to think it, if he allowed us to dream it, that's why we got to dream big, right? We dream big. Because if he allows you to dream it, then it is meant for it to become your reality. But we have to understand that we got to be ready. We got to be in position. But ready means to be ready to work. Ready means that we're not just going to talk about it, but that we're going to be about it, that we're going to do what's necessary in order to accomplish it. And so, therefore, we're able to focus on what's ahead of us and to know that it's going to take some work for us to get up to get to that position that we need to be in, but we're ready to do the work. It's time out for the game. Right? You know, it's time out. It's game time. It's time out for the game. It's time out for the pretending. It's time out for the not going. It's time out for the allowing everything to distract us. When we realize that life is going to be distractions every day, there's going to be some type of distraction. There's going to be something that's going to come in to try to take you off of the game, to try to keep you from moving from position to position and keep you in position. But when you understand that, you know that, and you're ready mentally. You gotta be ready mentally up here. When you're ready mentally up here, then everything you can sit back and you look at, you don't allow it to distract you. It's a distractor, but it doesn't distract you because you're focused. And you look at it as something that's going to, you know, allow you to strengthen yourself in order to get to the next level. You know, so when you realize that, hey, just like you said, what's for you is meant for you. Nobody can take it. If it's not for you, it's for you. So you got to go through the process and break that process in order to go get what already belongs to you. Okay. Yeah. Maybe it's on that side. Yeah.
So, you know, when I look at the word ready, we can talk about ready, you know, all day. I think that I put something out the other day. I'm always talking about. you know, the thing about me is I don't like to just put out posts on social media or my blog or whatever. For all of, you know, the posts that I put out, I definitely don't want to just put out a post just because I feel like,
right,
you know, for me,
that's why you don't post.
That's why I don't post that often, you know what I'm saying? So when I do post, I want it to be something that I feel is profound for me.
All right.
Something that is like, boom, that really helped me. It changed my life, right? So when I put out a post, y'all got to know that I feel like. And the post is first and foremost for me, right? So when I put out a post the other day and it said, it's not about how strong you are. It's not about how intelligent you are. It's all about adaptability.
That's it.
And the human species are the most adaptable species on the planet, right? We can adapt to anything, cold weather, hard times, good times, hot weather. It doesn't matter what happens to our body, we have the God-given ability to adapt. And I believe that that's the epitome of what life is, because we always hear the motivation songs say, you know, life is not always sunshine and rainbows, not always cookies and cream.
Right.
Things are going to always be thrown at you. It's a matter of your adaptability that determines whether or not you bypass it, if you do it, or over the rounds of it, or whatever you're doing. It's a matter of how well you adapt. And I believe that that life is a game of adaptation. So I believe if you don't take any other word into 2020, I believe that we all have to learn how to adapt. You can be as ready as you want to be, right? You get on the finish line, do things, words are ready, let you go. Guys, that starting system is getting ready to go off.
Right?
2020 is getting ready to sound. And when it sounds, you can tell yourself on the starting that I'm ready. I've been in practice. I did this. Myself mentally, I believe that my body is physically ready. And nobody wants to say anything is going to happen. And then you've got the radio for the time to do this and set. So now you get myself set. How do I get started? Where do I be? I'm ready now. I'm in my stance. Everything's lined up. My feet are in the blocks like they should be. My legs are ready and clenched, ready to blast out of here. Then when you say, the gun time, you say, go.
Right.
You know, and you take off running, and all of a sudden you realize that one of your shoes won't tie your back, and the shoe comes off. How do you handle that? Do you stop running and get mad and say, oh my God, or do you keep going? Do you give up?
Do you see everybody passing by?
Do you kick the other shoe off and keep running? Mm-hmm. And see, and here's the lesson. I believe adaptability is key, because the lesson in this is, of course, never give up. Here's the thing. You may not win that race.
Right.
Because there was one little thing that you didn't do. And so you may not come in first. But you're most certainly not going to stop running.
Right.
And I gave that analogy only because I just believe that life, as soon as you line yourself up, you ready, set, and you get to that point to where it's time to go, and you go, I believe it is at that very point, that very moment, when the enemy decides to throw a wrinkle in your plan. And why? Why wasn't this happening before? Because you weren't ready.
Right.
You weren't set.
You
weren't even a threat at that
point. Right. You weren't doing nothing. So you ain't gonna bother me.
You're already on the team. You're on the team already. You know, because the enemy has you.
Right.
And now you're at that point where now you're trying to get off of the team. You're trying to get traded to another team.
Right.
So, you know, the enemy is now going to do everything that they can do. But sometimes we have to realize that, You know, don't always look for the enemy on the outside, right? In most cases, guys, it's never it's the devil. It's the enemy on the inside.
Right.
That there's the enemy on the inside that stops you, but it's the adaptability that you have within yourself to move and get past that.
Right.
And I've used the little running analogy because it was easy, you know. But life can be more complicated than that. So when you get ready in 2020 and you take a set and, you know, January 1st, and you go, they're going to, you're going to encounter, I'm telling you right now, that, you know, you're going to encounter, it's going to happen to you. You understand this? You're going
right.
to encounter
right.
the biggest force of gravity that you've ever felt.
Right.
If you're trying to do something new.
Yeah.
If you're still sitting on the couch drinking soap, you're not going to have
no,
it. No,
it's not. You're good. Right.
You know, so, you know, so, but in 2020, if you're trying to do something different, something new, of course, it's going to be great. So you're going to have to know how to adapt with that. So it's all about your adaptability. So if you're not adaptable in 2020, then you'll just be the same person in the same position in the same thing. So
that's the truth. Adaptability, you gotta adapt. I agree. And you know, it's your level to be able to do that that will then, you know, allow you to get to the next level. We always say all the time, it's 90% what happens to us, 10% of what happens to us is 90% of how we react to every situation. So therefore, in order to be ready, we already know that these things are gonna come, right? There's gonna be all kinds. That's why you gotta get up and you gotta be fully ready. You gotta put on the whole armor. Okay, don't leave the belt at home. Don't leave the helmet at home. Put on the full armor every single day because everything is going to try to stop you when you make a decision to move forward. Decide to cut off the things. You got to let go of the things. So as you are running into 2020 and you're putting yourself in the position to be ready to move, okay, take some action, okay, because you can have all these dreams, all these goals, all these high hopes, but if you never act high on it, right, as you say, take some action. And what's going to happen is we're going to find ourselves, you know, I mean, we all do it. I know I do. Okay, I used to find myself saying, oh, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, I'm going to do this. And then at the end of the year, I'm sitting back in a state of regret because I allowed another year, another day to pass me by. And you have to know that, you know, when we're ready, when we're taking action and we're able to adapt because we already know, we already have ahead. But you got to prepare yourself mentally. So you got to make sure that you're growing every single day. In order to make sure that you are in the position and ready for what's about to attack, there's going to always be attack. But are you focused on the attack or are you focused on the solution? And, you know, instead of worrying about the attack or the situation or the challenge, or I don't like the word problem, but the challenge that we're being positioned to deal with every single day, don't worry about that. Don't worry about the challenges. Instead, focus on the solution. And when you focus on the solution, now you're able to be more successful in being able to achieve the things that you want to achieve.
And you throw this in too because you need to throw a term at you guys. You need to use this term in the military because I love the education that I got in the military because it helped me in life to be more fit, to be more fit, to be more consistent. Because in the military is everything is about everything. One person fails, everybody suffers. If you get a cake, we all. If I remember being over in the Middle East, and let me tell you the term that I give you guys in the middle that was used. But I remember being in the Middle East and we were over there in the desert doing Operation Desert Storm and Shield, and I used to get care packages from Japan. And my mom and my sisters and everybody sending over care packages. And every time I would get a care package or one of my team would get a care package, it was never your care package. What did we get? You know, so we're all opening the box that we got in there had my name on it, right? But we're looking at see what we got, what's in it. So we're digging out, so it's the same thing. When they got something, I'm like, what did we get?
Right.
You know? So it was all about team. You know, but here's the thing. I said that because it's all about team and it's about paying attention. And we used to call that term Pat D. Right? We used to say Pat D, Pat D. You know, and it, that was your pay attention to detail. Because if you don't pay attention to detail, it could mean your very life. Mm-hmm. Right? So you have to know what's going on. You have to be able to see the unseen. Right? So that means nobody's telling you to be a fortune teller, but you do have to see things that are getting ready to happen in order to prevent something happening. Right? So we used to call it pay attention to detail or Pat D. So when you're out, and rounds are being thrown at you, or you know things are getting ready to escalate, you know everybody's like Pat D, Pat D, Pat D. Pay attention to detail on what's going on around you. And life is a lot like that, right? Life is a lot like that.
Right.
You know what's going on, AJ? Good to see you, my brother. Life is a lot like that. So here's the thing with me: I always pay attention to things that are going on around me. Not just things, but also pay attention to people, right? So, you know, you have to know when to ask and when not to ask. Like, even with Pam, with her coffee. When Pam had her coffee up, right, one of the things that I know is put that, like, this is the realest show ever, right? I mean, this is just me, right? One of the things that I noticed is that Pam didn't mix her coffee up right there all the way. So it's a clump of coffee right there.
It's not coffee. It's my chaga.
It's chaga. Whatever it is not in the coffee. Right, but I know, and that's Pam's coffee. She wanted that little spot to remember her spot, you know, was in it. That's on her, but it didn't affect me. But I noticed it. I'm just using it as an example, right? I noticed it. I know what's going on in the background behind me. I'm able to focus on more than one thing at a time, and I believe in life, man.
We balance each other out.
Yeah.
And you know, and I love it though, baby. And I don't mean to stop your thought. I'm just finish that thought. Because one of the things that I can tell you is that Nate has really helped me just for real pay attention to detail with surroundings and everything. Because I can be that person that for real, that I'm just like, oh, the world is great. And you know, everybody is, you know, the winner and this and that. Especially around the holiday season time, I'll be that crazy one. That are sit in a parking lot and I'm doing stuff and not paying attention to what's going on around me or not even, or getting out of the car. He's like, yes, okay, I need you. So when I'm out, you know, he's like calling me, you know, checking on me just to make sure that I'm not doing something crazy. But I can tell you it has helped me because now, because of the things that he's poured into me, I pay attention to my surroundings more. Not so much that I don't pay attention to detail when it comes time to other things because, you know, I like to do things in excellence also, but I can lack in paying attention to what's going on around me. I'm like that one in which even, you know, in which, you know, I just don't all
Pam,
the time. I'm like everybody.
Pam
yeah,
has intense focus. No, honestly. And here's the thing. I've always told Pam, it's a gift and a curse
like,
a little bit. Too.
Like, I
but we all have
block everything out.
Right? We all have. My thing is, it's hard for me to block other stuff out. And so sometimes it's hard for me to focus in on one thing, right? And I'm going to admit that. Sometimes it's hard for me. I have to try harder to focus in on one thing, right? If I'm watching something somewhere and it's a movie, no matter what it is, I still see what's going on around me, but now I can focus enough to watch it. Pam has intense focus.
I don't even know.
She hears if you can talk
but
to
I
her
apply that to my business.
So she applies that. So we have to know, and it's all a part of adaptability and balance as well. So, you know, God gives you what you need, and, you know, a lot of what you need is some of what you want, just enough to get you to stay.
Right.
But what happens is, you know, I know that I need to pay attention to both of them.
Yeah.
Right? So when I'm around her, that's what I'm calling her. So what are you doing right now? She'll tell me to sit in the car. I'm going to do that.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, so, and but she knows for me, he knows that I need to dial in and focus sometimes on certain things that I need to do. And she'll remind me, hey, do this and do that. And I'll be like, no, I have so many things that I'm thinking about trying to get all of them done. But at the end of the day, it's pay attention to detail in your life. And what Pam said, somebody told me something. A very, very wise man told me once before, probably 10 years ago. And I've lived by this. And when a lot of people are curious, the people that are, I want to say it the wrong way, the people that are super duper nice and super duper sunshine and rainbows all the time and just bubbly all the time, you know, okay? people with super big hearts. And I learned, this is what I learned. This isn't even a military thing. Okay? These are terms that I learned. And you got to know how to apply it. The term is, I'm going to use a word, and I'm not going to use the word. Okay? Always thinking the best of everyone is what's going to get you set up. Okay? And that's just how it was put to me. All right? Always thinking the best of everyone, it's going to get you effed up. And that's not a physical term, right? It's not just a mental term. It's a term in the realm of anything. So I say that to say this. All of these things we're talking about, ready, set, go, adaptability, balance, we're talking about being a teacher, to be fair.
And be, I like that.
because the work starts with you. And a lot of people are so busy killing other fields that their field is there. Right? Because it looks, it's
and
sexy.
That can happen, right?
Yeah, it's sexy when you're, when
yes.
you're helping somebody else plow their field.
No,
your field
is still sitting there waiting to be plowed.
Right. When you come home, you have no grain in the storehouse. Your storehouse is empty. You have nothing left for you and your family, but everybody on the outside thinks it's great. But on the inside, you're dying.
Right.
So, guys, 2020 has to be that year where you tap into your balance.
Mm-hmm.
Has to be that year where you tap into your adaptability. Has to be that year where you understand the truth of who you are and where you are.
Right.
Right? And you act on that truth, the truth of you. Because most people can't handle the truth of you. That's why they put that mask on. Because they don't want people to see what's really going on the inside. But this is, I'm not trying to expose you, but I'm trying to expose you. Like I said, I'm not trying to expose you, but I'm trying to expose you. It's like slapping you in the face and saying, that wasn't me. I didn't slap you in the face. No, you need to, it's not about, here's reality. I heard people say, here's what I said, a person doesn't change until they're ready, right? You don't accept the truth of who you are and what you're doing until you're ready to accept the truth.
Right.
And sometimes that comes, and sometimes so expose yourself, all right? And then from there, guys, you'll be amazed at what you can do because now I used to say, how do I expose myself? You sit down, you make a list, and you get a show about this. Well, you sit down and you make a list of all of the things that you do this, you make another list of the things that you fuck it. I'm not going to even say talent. I'm not going to use that nasty thing in words. But this is what I'm good at, and this is what I suck at. Right? And you take that word, those column that says, I'm good at this, and you pat yourself on the back for that and say, boom, that's good. Then you take that and you move it aside, and you pull that column that over it says, I suck at this. That's what you work on. That column right there is how you deal with the truth.
Right.
Right? That's how you deal with it. You can't keep showing everybody this column and never work on this column.
Right.
Right?
They got to come together, and that column that you're good at is going to help you to get good at what you suck at. But
yes.
You got to leverage it, you know?
Well, transparency always creates
currency.
And the currency, guys, is not just a currency of, see, that's what happens. That's why you don't. This is why you don't buy teeth.
You bought teeth?
I did.
We got a little sad going on.
I bought this glitter because
those that are black.
Yeah, I bought this because they don't do it on the.
Oh, they don't on the. Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Just some odd things here. So working on the things that are keeping you where you are is way more important and way more profound, guys, or way more, profitable than continually accentuating the things that you're good at. And I can tell you guys that, you know, in 2020, you have to put people in your life. You have to find people. We talk about circles all the time, right? Where you have to find people in your life that are willing, right? People in your life that are actually willing to tell you the truth, right? And people in your life that are willing to help you get to where you need to be and not tell you what you need, what you want to hear.
Right.
And the whole circle piece is great. The whole circle piece of what we do is finding people that you can grow with, right? Find people that actually are willing to tell you that you're not good. And for me, I can tell you right now, over the past 31 years now?
31 in March.
31 in March. We met. Over the past 30 years, you know, Pam has taught me some stuff, you know, and I've taught her some stuff, but, you know, we don't, Pam will tell you, I don't speak I don't speak namby-pamby to her. It's loving, but I don't tell her what she wants to do.
No,
right?
She doesn't.
And the person that doesn't tell you what you want to hear is not always the popular person in your life, because it hurts. It hurts when somebody's telling you something that you know you need to hear, and you're not ready to change.
Right.
Sometimes you're not ready to change because, to be quite honest with you, man, it feels good to do nothing. It feels good to not have to challenge yourself.
Right.
But it's a stagnant.
It's not what's going to get you.
It's kicking the muscle.
Absolutely.
So find the person that actually helps you. And me, there's some things that I have to deal with myself. You know, Pam helped me with to add a little bit of gray to my life. A little bit of gray, right? I didn't want a whole bunch of gray because I always wanted to keep because I think I get more done when I'm being very definitive, right? When I'm with myself, I can be very, very definitive for me, right? So if I know I need to do this and it's going to take me this amount of time to do it, and then this is what I'm going to get, then that's what I'm going to do, right? They're not going to add anything in here. I'm not going to make an excuse that as to why I'm not doing it. Like, it's funny because took my son to the gym the other day. I'm going to do this right now. Took my son to the gym the other day. He worked out, and, you know, we did, you know, a little biceps and back. Right. And ever since that, well, when was that?
Saturday. He dragged me to the gym on Sunday.
So it was three days ago. And his arms are hurting, right? And right in the joint. So we're doing biceps, and I think you have to make that turn when you're doing the biceps down to bring the weight down, because this is a small muscle right here. And if you overexert that small muscle trying to work this big muscle, then it's going to be painful.
Uh-huh.
And I've learned that over a course of years, right? So when I do my curls, I'm up and then I'm turning because I don't want to work that muscle. I'd rather put more weight on my forearm.
But he forgot the turn.
He forgot the prominent turn for his muscle. And he was turning, but this muscle was weaker because that's his first time doing it that way. So he walking around looking like because this hurts, man. He doesn't want to bend. So my point is, guys, you know, understand that your adaptability, knowing how to adapt to a situation, doing what needs to be done in that situation to get the results out of that situation. Don't add anything in it. And, you know, the great area that Pam has helped me to understand is that, you know, he wasn't doing it right, so I got to give him a little bit of time to understand that. You know, and I got to have a little bit more understanding that he's not worked that muscle in him. But he's a basketball player. So he has to have a basketball build, not a body build. So it worked out like big stuff. Yeah. So it's awesome. He's like,
you know,
he's like, I'm going to be able to shoot the ball. I said, yeah, man.
He's good, man. They need to move. We got a very important game.
Then he came to me yesterday. He said, yeah, I feel like I got stronger from that workout.
Right.
And that's what it is. You tear muscle to build muscle, because muscle always prepares itself stronger than what it was.
Right.
So as the muscle fibers add on, you get stronger.
That's good. That's good. Don't just pain. In order to get your game, you know, that's what it's all about. And really, just like you talked about with transparency and being transparent with ourselves and learning to look at that man in the mirror. You know, that's what it's all about. When you look at the man in the mirror and you understand that you are, it's all about who you have to become, and now you analyze and you look at the things, just like Nate talked about, with what to do right, what to suck at, and you really understand that it's you and you. It's you and you that's going to help you to get yourself to the next level, to change the position, to make sure that you're ready to take action as we run into 2020, and you deal with you. Work on you and become who you need to become, and listen, so that you can make sure that you're on point and you're moving in the direction that God wants each and every one of us to move in, realizing and knowing that nobody's perfect, okay? We're all going to mess up. We're all going to have to make mistakes and things of that nature, but when we prepare ourselves, you know, that's one of the key things in order to, you know, make sure that we're ready. We got to prepare, okay, and offer the best and ready to take action. So when we're prepared and we have a plan and we are working towards that plan, we got some goals that are set, and now we take the goals and we break them down into the action things, because once we take and accomplish that goal, now and we're looking at the things that we're working on and we're doing it every day. At everyday work, something that stuck into me by, you know, something stuck with me from one of my incredible mentors. And I tell you that every day. That's a key word that I lean upon every day. It's gonna take certain activities every day in order to make sure that I'm ready for what God is preparing, you know, me for, us for, as we go into 2020, as we go into a new decade, as we truly, you know, are in that business room. Ready. Every day.
I want to re-clarify something because you got a few minutes. But I want to clarify something so you guys understand what I'm saying. I say always think of the best of people is going to be messed up. I want to make sure everybody understands that, because I'm not saying don't respect people. Respect everybody, right? You don't, no one respects them because until they lose that respect. And just so you guys understand, I'm not one of those people that says, okay, once I respect you, I always got to respect you. You can lose my respect. But once you lose my respect, it is harder for me. This is just me. It's harder to get that respect back. Okay? Especially when you keep doing the same thing that caused you to lose that respect.
Right.
So understand that. That's kind of like what I mean, guys. Stop thinking the best of everybody. Go by what they show you. But respect everybody. Everybody that you meet deserves your respect. Right? And when you respect them, they have the right or the ability to lose that respect.
Right.
It's all on them. You gave it and they lost it. So now they have to earn it. To get it back. And I'm not the person that actually says, you know, I gotta do something just because I need to feel squashed.
Right. You know,
otherwise then actually because I'm not a fake. That's not what I do.
All right? I know that's right. Right, absolutely. When they do the entire interview, when they tell you who they are, believe them.
Show you who they are.
Yeah, that's something that we live by.
And I believe in forgiving people.
Hell yeah,
I believe in forgiving people.
You got to always forgive.
But like I said, you forgive people, you don't forgive. And it's easier sometimes too to forgive. You forgive people when they stop doing what they did.
Don't stop your blessing.
You know what I'm saying? They stop doing what they did. But you're continuously doing the thing that you did to lose that person or that respect, then you can't expect for that person to continue to stay in your house.
Right.
Right? It's not
it.
It's easier
to think
easier
about it.
To
don't talk about it. If you give energy and life to it, you just move on.
Move on.
Right? Because you know that God is in total control, so you won't worry about it. So, you know, great. Ready? We talked about a lot of different messages today. Hope you all were able to grab a hold of them. You know, I don't know if you got anything else you want to talk about.
No,
we close out this show.
Love you guys, man. Appreciate y'all.
And you know, I opened up the show today. They was like, "Listen, you need to get in there and go get some."
Feed them with the long handle.
That's
spoon.
Right.
I ain't even feed them with a spoon. I ain't even feed them. When they get to that
right.
point, where I lost me, and they keep doing it, I ain't trying to feed them with a spoon, a fork, or nothing else. I'm
right.
just walking on around there.
Right.
The way.
And so if we close it out, and they laughing because this is the song of the year. All right.
Oh, it's our new theme song.
It's our
Let's
new
go.
Theme song. This is my theme song. This is our new
theme song.
We ready to take over 2020. We ready to change 20,000 lives. We are truly in position for the mission and ready. And so we're going to close out with my song, okay? Our song now, right?
Not a time to get distracted. This is not a time to go off course. This is not a time to lose your focus. Got a word for you for the Lord, and you cannot afford to lose your way. You come too far from where you started. On things that you later regret, wishing you never had. Once you realize it wasn't worth it, your destiny.
Everything you've ever dreamed, everything you prayed for, everything he promised you that you'd get. Waiting on the other side. Everything you've ever dreamed, everything you prayed for, everything he promised you.